Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. Ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell, and we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the door. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard Mr. Jonathan Colton with an appropriate tune for what we're going to be discussing here tonight, titled R.E. Your Brains. You can find Jonathan Colton at jonathancolton.com. With me is our news and tech director, Brian Aldridge. Why don't you introduce yourself right quick, Brian, and tell them what we're going to talk about tonight.
Yeah, so I'm Brian Aldridge, and you can find me on Google+. Actually, Lumpy, I don't know if you've gotten yours yet, but I actually have a name on Google Plus to where they give you kind of like the vanity names. You know, Facebook, how you get vanity names.
Oh, yeah?
They gave me, it's probably, I think it's google.com/+ Brian Aldridge.
Huh.
So if you type that in Google Plus, it should pull up my profile. So yeah. That's kind of a new thing since...
I definitely have to check that out and see if where do we got to do? Go in settings?
Yeah. So, well, they'll assign it to you. So if you go to your profile on Google Plus, they may say you can claim your name. They usually send you an email, so you may not have it yet.
My spam filters might have eaten it in that. Okay.
Yeah. So, if anyone who has a Google Plus profile, you may want to go check out on Google Plus. Just go to your profile page and see if it's giving you a notification to set your name. Because, yeah, if you type google.com/+ Brian Aldridge, it goes right to my profile name, and I'm the only one who can have that name. So this is a unique name. It doesn't bring up a list of Brian Aldridge's. Brian Aldridge on the internet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's something kind of new. Because it used to be I'd say, well, search on Google Plus for me, and I'll be one of the Brian Aldridge's on there. But now, pretty much if I just say, go google.com/+ Brian Aldridge, you're there. So,
you can pretty much find me by just Googling Lumpy, though. I mean, yeah, that's pretty
so you
sad.
Got kind of a unique name. See, there's a senator or there's some lawmaker that's named Brian Aldridge. There's a comedian named Brian Aldridge. There's a Brian Aldridge that's in a British comedy that goes way back. If you search for Brian Aldridge, there's a good chance that you're going to get one of them mixed in with my results. So
they get there's a number of Lumpies too, so it can be a little confusing there. But I don't think it's common as Brian Aldridge.
The only thing is like Lumpy on Google Plus, they wouldn't give you a verified name very easily,
right?
Like because you can say, all right, my name is Lumpy, but that's what people know me as. But they get kind of picky about that, so I don't know if they'd give you google.com/+ Lumpy. I mean, you may have to do some convincing.
I will just have to log into my Google Plus page and see if I, because most of the time when I automatically open the browser, as far as Google Plus goes, I automatically go to the Indie Nation community.
Yeah. One thing to keep in mind, though, too, is they assign, like, they take your name on your profile.
Right.
So, like, my name on my profile is Brian Aldridge. So they held that for me, and then I have to go claim it. If another Brian Aldridge comes along, like the senator, he'll be Brian Aldridge, and then he has to pick a number to put at the end. So he'll be /+ Brian Aldridge 1 or 2 or 3.
Or 4, yeah, however many.
Which is not nearly as cool.
As Brian Aldridge, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be like, hey, I'm /+ Brian Aldridge, 235. It's kind of, it feels like an email address at that point.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can go and assign. Now, we could probably, and that's one thing you may want to check to make sure we can't get google.com/+ Indie Nation for our Indie Nation fan page. We may want to make sure we tie all those things down because I also have /+, I think, Bite of Tech for my blog, which we're getting in. Okay, so you wanted me to tell what we're actually talking about.
Yeah.
I got way sidetracked. So today, this is not the usual TechNet news and opinion that we would do. Are actually going to be talking about The Walking Dead.
TWD.
So, I'm so used to going into tech topics, and there's so many tech we because of last time, just some issues came up and we couldn't get to our broadcast. So I have lots of tech to talk about.
I think
we're
almost a month off.
I know.
Just because of holidays and other things. Yeah.
But, well, and in the past, did I talk about the back and forth I had with Steam? I don't remember if we covered that.
You put a post up about it, I think.
Yeah, I put a post up. And so I had this, this is kind of off topic, but we can talk more about it on the TNN. I had an issue with Steam to where they wouldn't run one of my credit cards. Like there was an issue with purchase. I couldn't buy anything. And so I went to go make a purchase. It kept saying that I was typing the number in the back of the card wrong, which I wasn't. And so I contacted their support and, I wrote about all this in my blog. So if you go to biteoftech.com, you can read more about it. But, I told them, I said, I will not buy another Steam game until this is resolved to my satisfaction, because I have purchased over $900 of actual, like what I purchased of actual stuff from Steam. I mean, I've spent a decent amount of cash through Steam. And they said, you know, I said, you know, there was an issue with your system. It wouldn't let me purchase. I would like to buy the game at what I was trying to do the transactions at. And they said, no, you have to buy it at full price, because that was only during that day of, you know, when the special was. And I said, well, you know, if this is the best customer support you can give, I'm not going to continue giving you my business, because, you know, I tried to purchase it. You had an issue on your side. I would like to purchase it at the special price. And they refused. And we went back and forth, and I asked them, I said, can I transfer my games, or actually, can I have access to my games without using your client? You know, because I would prefer to no longer use Steam. And they said, no, you can't do that. And then I said, I would like to split my games up into different accounts. I would like to have them, you know, because I have over 300 and something games. I said, I would like to not have all my games on one account. So can I split these up? They said, no, you cannot. So I just went back and forth with them, just testing them for the limitations of their service. And I contacted their community. Actually, I wrote this blog post, and their community manager contacted me back and said, they followed me back on Twitter, and some people from Twitter followed me back. And I contacted the community manager and said, you know, I'd like it. If I cancel my ticket and start another one, will I get stuck with the same tech support agent? Because mine's broken. I'd like a different one. Because she kept saying the same thing. No, we cannot. No, we cannot. And so they wrote me back after I contacted the community manager, said, we put the game into your account for free. And it was only a $2.49 game. That's the kicker. I mean, it was a small little game that caused all this. And that's why I was so surprised they were not willing to do something for me. But so they put it in my account for free and gave me an explanation, you know, a human response. And they were very, you know, very nice at that point. And I just wrote them back saying, that's all I wanted was a human response from you guys. I have a lot of money invested in you.
Not a script, but...
Yeah, I prefer not to have a cut and paste support through here. And, you know, and so I've purchased more games through Steam since. But that I was kind of thinking to myself, man, this making this vow not to use Steam until this is resolved, I thought it was going to come back to bite me. You know, I realized all of my games were on Steam. And like I had very few games to play if I wasn't using Steam. It just showed me, you know, I call it Steam Lock, like Vapor Lock. And Vapor Lock, you know how that works?
Yeah.
I mean, you pretty much are stuck in that system. Nothing works
until it cools down.
Yeah. I mean, it just pretty much nothing works outside of it. So that was my experience with them. And I'm going to write another follow-up blog kind of going through so that there's documentation of their response, that they actually did the right thing. Because I don't want it just to be open-ended blog post up there saying, you know, Steam's doing a lousy job. But I'm going to follow it up with another article and kind of show what happened. But I'm also going to discuss that it's not all positive. You know, there still are limitations to Steam. So, you know, you just got to hold them to their, you know, make them accountable. If they're going to hold all of my games, they have to give me support. Well, anyways, that was my rant.
Your rant. And we're halfway through already, as usual. We get off on our rants and we blow half the time, but hey, that's just the way we do it here.
Well, usually our rants you know what? Are on The Walking Dead, though.
We're
supposed to get to tech news and we rant back towards The Walking Dead.
and we may be able to do a news show this Monday. I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know, though. If we can, exactly. Maybe we'll use it to get caught up. Walking Dead. We're halfway through the season. The mid-season finale was, well, it would be a week ago tomorrow, or Sunday, correct?
Yes.
And 8 episodes. We talked about the first 4 off and on over the TechNet news. And we thought, well, we're going to keep talking about each episode, but we thought we might do just a little half-hour segment here on, I don't know, the first 8 episodes, definitely the last 4 more detailed, right?
Yeah, because we pretty much left it off to where, if you look at, was it episode 4 or is it? Yeah, I think it was episode 4 where we've got Carol.
Yeah.
You know, she pretty much leaves the group. And I think that's the last that we had spoken about it.
Right. And then there's four more episodes in the season, and we don't see Carol again in any of them, which was something we were wondering about. Are we going to see Carol again, right?
Yeah. Well, I know you and I kind of spoke off air just discussing how many loose ends that there are, you know, with the current season.
I see
how many things.
I see a number
at the end of this.
Yeah, there's
and
quite a few.
That's definitely one of them.
Well, there's some spoilers we should warn the listeners. I mean, obviously, we're going to spoil the first half of the season, but there's some of the stuff I found is actually second half of the season spoiler stuff. And some of it's speculative.
Are they totally accurate, though? I mean,
some of it's speculative. Some of it's definite.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, episode four, the governor still wasn't in the picture yet.
Yeah. Well, okay. So on these spoilers, are they basing these spoilers on the comic book series?
Yes. Yes and no.
Because there's some things that they can definitely, okay, with the comic, they're not going to deviate 100% from the comic book series, right? They got to keep it somewhat close. But that's one thing that's been different about this show, the television show, is that they have deviated some from the actual comic books, but they keep the main story alive. So, you know, in the comic books, there was the prison. You know, there's all these different things in the comic book, but they've changed the story up to where people who have followed the comic books, it's not like watching a movie about a book you've read. You don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Now, do you follow the comic books?
No, I mean, I've looked at them, but I'm not a big comic book guy.
There's 19 volumes, and I've seen them for like a couple bucks a piece used on Amazon. And I'm tempted to get the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
To just see what the differences are and
well, know, I'm sure they got a digital version as well.
I'm sure they do too, and I didn't really look around for that because, you know what? Quite frankly, if I could get all 19 of them for like under 40 bucks, it'd be a cool thing to have living around the living room. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. Like the last series that I was into big was Heroes.
Yeah,
and I mean that's what I did until they canceled it. I was buying the entire season on Amazon used after that season aired. Once they canceled it, I'm like, screw you. Why would I buy the last season? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point? You ended the storyline in the middle of it. You let me down. I'm not, but in either case, going back to this, so they brought the governor back, which I thought was cool.
Okay. So did they bring him back? Was it at the very end of episode 5? I'm trying to remember. Because there was one episode, and it might have been 5 or 6, I don't remember which, where they pretty much just show him in the very last scene.
I do believe that was the end of episode 4, that they just showed him in the very last scene. And then I thought episode 5 was Dead Weight, which would have been the one.
Episode 5 was internment. So I think that was when they were dealing with the outbreak.
They were still dealing with the outbreak before that, because that's why Carol and Rick went out as well.
Yeah, so but I think if you look at episode 5, I think that's when everybody was pretty much just people are almost dying. They're just pretty much on the edge of death, and I don't remember if it's at the end of episode 5 that they actually come back, like when Glenn, that's the episode where like Glenn. People start dying and like attacking people.
Right.
That we want to give away. I mean, if you haven't seen the last couple episodes and you're expecting probably should turn this off right now and wait until catch up on your episodes and then listen, because we're going over a lot of things that have happened.
Okay, season 4, episode 4 was titled Indifference, and that was where. At the end of it, Carol's on her own.
That's where Carol leaves, yeah.
Right. Now with the governor coming back, my internment live bait and dead weight, they're kind of trying to show him as a changed man. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, and that's episode 7 that you're talking about, right? So that's
it's somewhere in those three.
Deadweight is episode 7, and that's pretty much where he's saying, "All right, we're going to go and we're going to pretty much take, I think this is when he's talking to them about taking the prison.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, he pretty much at the beginning, he comes off as a changed man. He changes his name, you know, because he pretty much sees the name of someone on the side of a building written on there that someone's looking for or something. And that's the name he takes on for these people he found. You know, and he just seems like in this, at first, he's coming off as a changed person. But, you know, as you see with the different episodes, it unravels to where, no, he still has the same just drive to destroy all the people that he feels like betrayed him before. And with the last episode, it becomes 100% apparent.
Yes. And the mid-season break episode, I think, was a good cliffhanger, left enough loose ends.
Tons of loose ends. I think this is more loose ends definitely than last year.
There's a couple of things that I'm going to bring up right away. Number one, well, okay, we lost another character, too, that was a big character.
So that Herschel?
Okay. Yeah. And I think it's kind of interesting. You ever notice whoever ends up becoming the conscience or sage of the group, like Dale was, ends up getting offed?
Yeah. So, I mean, and I don't remember when Dale died before, but it was probably about the same time of the season. So you've got Dale, you know, he goes, I think last year, I don't remember if it was the end of the season, you know, Andrea, she starts having a change of conscience and becoming a better person who's making the right decisions. Then she goes. Of course, you got Herschel, who, you know, talks about in the past episodes of, you know, pretty much struggling with his own demons. But, you know, he's pretty much the conscience and the good of the group, always doing the right thing. And, you know, with this, he goes, and it's just like, ah. And then, you know, of course, the governor, he's dead. That was something that definitely came out of, yeah, I mean, they could have held him on for much longer. And so
I was glad they did it that way, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Merle. I mean, when they took Merle out last season, it was kind of the same thing. You know, I'm sure they could have gotten more out of him, but you're just kind of glad to see that he's gone because, I mean, he was just such a pain in the neck.
Well, and you know what? They did a really good job of writing Merle out and then writing him back in later in the series. So, you know, that was
That may be what they're doing with Carol. I mean, that's in my opinion, that's got to be what they're doing with Carol is, you know, they've written her out. She's not shown up in the last couple of episodes, but there's going to be some point, and you and I discussed this, most likely she's going to meet up with another group, and that brings in a whole different storyline and brings in a whole another set of characters.
That's where I was going to go with some of the spoilers, but let's talk about some of the loose ends. The rats.
Yeah.
What about the rats?
Who's been feeding him to the, who's been feeding him?
And who's dissecting him like that? That's pretty macabre.
And then there was, there was the one where they're like, who's dissecting him. That it's just, there's something odd about that. And my suspicion, you know, is it Carl or is it, you know, what, it's gotta be one of the little kids because what would be the point of the adults doing it?
I do not know.
Cause there's a lot of those little kids that have their issues, but of course, Carl just, he's got issues, you know. He comes and tries to come across as an adult, but you know, in this, I could see him being the one that's doing it.
And also, circling around Carol, Tyrese at this point in the series still does not know why she didn't come back. He was never told.
I didn't remember that because I know. Didn't he try to tell him?
And then they got interrupted by the governor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, this could be where maybe Tyrese meets up with their group. Because, of course, Tyrese got away, right?
Well, that's the thing. At the end of the finale, you had the bus. Maggie missed the bus. Tyrese would have missed the bus. So the two kids that saved Tyrese, you know, the two kids with the pistols.
Yeah.
You saw Carl and Rick heading off together. No indication of which direction Michonne went, but Michonne obviously knew where Rick was when the governor was on top of him at the last point. So you got at least, you got the bus, you've got Tyrese. You don't necessarily know if he has contact with Maggie and who Maggie was with. So I figured you got 4, 5, maybe even 6 different groups leaving the prison, counting those who tried to invade it and failed.
Well, and there, what I remember, only 2 were able to escape. That, I mean, they didn't really show how every single one of them died, but you know, it seems like out of that group, pretty much 2, the 2 women escaped. And I mean, that was okay. They made a point of showing them leaving, so I think that will be another story.
You've got as many as 6 different groups wandering around right now. And remember earlier on, Rick, when he saw the sick boar in the woods, yeah, also was given somebody directions, if you remember?
Yeah.
So there's another loose end with other people to bring in. So there's no shortage of characters to bring in. Now,
well, and then there's the radio broadcast. That's a whole nother one that's been dropped for a couple episodes.
Well, that was from last season.
Well, but when they were driving, no, in this season, when they were driving out to go get to the veterinary,
that's right,
hospital, they heard that radio broadcast right before their car was pretty much attacked,
right,
and they had to escape it. So there's a whole nother one. There's a whole nother possible community of survivors that hasn't been explained yet, and so they kind of put that in there, and I'm sure that will come up here a little bit later, you know, in this coming half season. They've got to address that. They can't leave it for a whole year and not even mention it. So that's got to come up here pretty soon.
And who was with Martinez and the governor? The governor and Martinez and one other person from the governor's Woodbury community were together when they ditched the governor.
And I don't recall seeing
Martinez's buddy anywhere in the new camp.
Yeah, because the 2 of them bailed, and then they show one, you know, what happened afterwards. So, right. Yeah, there's got to be another one that might show up later.
Well,
but, you know, that's good for these television shows to leave so many open ends, because, you know, there's a lot of times they're sitting writing this a couple of episodes ahead. You know, it's not like they write the whole year out and then produce it. A lot of times they're sitting and writing episodes as they go. And so, you know, they got to leave a lot of open ends. So they have a lot of plots and twists.
Even over at Wikipedia, I went over there for a list so I could get the names of the episodes right. All the way through the end of this season, they know who's directing them. They don't have necessarily everybody who's written, you know, but regardless, Robert Kirkman's writing episode 9. And, you know, if we want to go into where this is going, we might as well at this point in time and warn you that, you know, here's your spoiler alert, listeners. Don't listen further if you don't want to have some of it at least speculated on. Now, episode 9 is supposed to focus on Rick and Carl.
Yeah.
And now here's a breakdown over at Entertainment and Stars, International Business Times, .com is IBT. It's IBTimes.com, which just seems kind of like hard to say. But according to the promo, obviously the prison's overrun with biters. Can't go back there. Tyrese is shown confused and looking around. Later, he's seen hacking a walker. We don't know what's going on with Tyrese. He's been that way for a while. The other one that I think is a loose end is the kid that, you know, with the drinking problem, for lack of a better word. He got shot. He seemed to know that going clean through was a good thing. So is he going to maybe step up and be the medical person when Herschel's not around? Because right now, they lost their doctor. They lost their vet, right?
Yeah, and I think that's something that you haven't really seen who he is. You know, he's been shown as someone who is unreliable, someone who, you know, is a loose cannon. And so it'll be kind of interesting to see where they go with him. You know, what role is he going to fit in this?
Beth Green is seen walking away from a burning fire in the promo, which I don't fully understand. Which one's Beth Green? Try to place her character.
Beth Green.
She's got to be one of the newer ones.
She is, let's see. Okay, so I had her up here.
She's Herschel's daughter and Maggie's sister.
That's Herschel's daughter, okay. The blonde one.
The other one that right after that, this review gives, Glenn is holding a light, Sasha and Bob Stukely walking. Perhaps they're looking for the bus that left the prison without them. Time out a second. I thought Glenn was on the bus.
Yeah, I thought that Glenn got on the bus. I thought
Maggie made him stay. Okay.
Yep. So they're off on that one.
And then they say the preview shows Daryl Dixon and his crossbow. Like, you don't think any preview is not going to show him with his crossbow? It also shows people leaving the bus, so they went somewhere. Shows Michonne in the woods with her katana, which is no big news scene. Maggie is looking at something, and she does not look happy. Okay, that could mean a lot of things. And, well, this is a bit of a spoiler. The promo concludes with Carl shaking Rick and yelling for him to wake up. Now, that's the promo. They're saying, spoilers from the comic book. You see, they're speculating here about Carl and Rick held up in a house. And you know what? I could see them sticking with that to a degree, but I think that's where they would change it up a little bit for the fanatics that are for the people like me that are thinking of getting everything, you know? Thinking of getting everything, and they're going to give us a little bit of a variance on it. Now, the one thing I don't think is speculative, this is over at wetpaint.com. The headline, The Walking Dead Season 4, When is Carol Coming Back? Well, according to this article, they were a little bit evasive at first, if we would even see her, I guess, because people were definitely asking. But Robert Kirkman, the guy who's directing episode 9, says, Carol, quote, Carol will definitely return before the end of the season. He reportedly told TV Guide that. Now, how? This is where we can speculate. Are her and Tyrese going to stumble into each other? That would be an interesting storyline, I think.
See, and that's what I was kind of pushing towards. I just think that is a good possibility that he will go to their camp because he doesn't know yet. He and those little girls, you know, she taught to defend.
And we don't even know if they're together, Tyrese and the little girls. He did say, we got to go. But now they're saying in the sneak preview, he's wandering around like dazed and then hacking stuff up.
Yeah.
So, and he's been kind of unstable in the past few episodes, right?
Yeah, it seems like he's pretty much trying to get himself killed.
Yeah, either that or take on all the zombies in the world on his own. Now, also, I think newsworthy, I guess AMC is going to do the whole series starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on New Year's Eve Day.
Well, and they usually go through and just when they start the season, when they do these breaks, they pretty much play The Walking Dead all day on their series, you know, catching up.
I don't blame them.
This is one of their big moneymakers right now.
It's got to be one of their biggest. And I don't hear, you know, one thing I think that is cool is I don't hear much about AMC going after the torrents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, I assume they probably realize the limitations of cable TV. They do offer their episodes, though, on like Amazon, I think Google Play.
Uh-huh.
Because wasn't the Breaking Bad, wasn't that on AMC? I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember because, you know what, I could not get into that one.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, that'd be another really popular TV series that came out of, I think it was Breaking Bad was on AMC as well. So, I mean, AMC is putting out just some of the top television shows right now. You know, and being it's on cable, that's kind of a limitation for it because there's only a certain number of people that have cable. So if they can go to the online market and really push towards that, I think that would do nothing but benefit them.
Well, I think one of the things with The Walking Dead is the fact that they can cycle the characters in and out and, you know, write them in and write them out. It allows the storyline to be a bit better than a lot of series in a sense.
Yeah.
I also am aware that, and I have read, there's some people that are being very critical of the reviews saying that, you know, it's trying to be something it's not and Yeah. Well, you know, it can't be too great. It can't be too, it's a zombie apocalypse series.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, how seriously do you want to take it? I mean, there were some things like, you know, continuity-wise, one of the things you don't want to do with the large, heavy-tracked vehicle is roll over a chain-link fence. Really, yeah. Really not a bright idea tactically. It's a good way to take the track off of it. And it is pretty tough to blow up a tank with a grenade going down a barrel, too.
But they always show that in the movies. That's how you take out a tank.
Yeah, you got to put it in the hatch, or you got to put it in the engine compartment. But even then, you might, you know, and these newer tanks nowadays, you know, well, good luck getting close to them.
Yeah. So that's one thing that I think that they've done really well is not making this so unrealistic to where, like, they're pulling out technology that's just unheard of. You know, that's one thing that in a lot of these post-apocalyptic movies, they always seem to be finding just ridiculous technology. Like, everybody's got super advanced weapons and, you know, some people have a sword, some people have handguns, some people have a crossbow. Uh-huh. You know, a few people have military-style rifles, but that would be expected. You know, I mean, if you find one, keep it.
You better.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, they've done a good job of not everybody has ridiculous weapons, because usually in zombie movies, like, everybody's running around with
just now, if they want to make it realistic, how many more years is the series going to run where basically they're out of bullets?
Yeah, but if you could find a person who has a lot of weapons stored in their house somewhere, you could find a lot of bullets. If you could get to a police station somehow, you could get to a military compound.
But for how long? I mean, somebody's got to start reloading sooner or later.
Yeah, but I mean, but what I'm saying is that at some point they would be able to find more bullets if that's what they're really after.
I suppose.
When the zombie apocalypse first happened, I'm sure that the main, like, Walmarts, all the bullets were gone out of there immediately. Bullets are already gone out of all those places.
Yeah. They're gone now because, you know, it's Christmas season and they're afraid that the Walmart people, shoppers, will use them.
Yep.
Get $1.98 off that Nintendo or whatever, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, but seriously, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to figure out how to extract that saltpeter from the pig dung. Did you hear about the, you know, I know we're talking zombie apocalypse and all that right now, but I just mentioned pig. Did you hear about the exploding, foaming pig shit problem?
No.
I'm serious. Normally, you know, they're dung, it drops through the slots in the floor, and then they clean it out. And, well, apparently, it decomposes, it releases methane. Apparently, something's causing it to froth, like bubble, and the methane's getting locked in there, and all you need is a spark, and guess what?
Huh. And so these places where they store pigs.
Yeah.
They're exploding.
Yes, literally.
Well, and you know that. You know, we have a pig here, but I don't think we have to worry about that.
They're suspecting something. They tried, there's some recent food change is allowing it to froth. But I just thought that was just so tripped out. Back to TWD, I guess, is what we're going to stick with, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the things I do think is, you know, this is the fourth season. It seems like they are writing it better each season. Not necessarily from the perspective of keeping perfect continuity, which I'm not concerned with. I mean, come on, people. It's a graphic novel adaptation, right?
Yeah. It's not a really in-depth book.
No.
It's based off a picture. So,
but in terms of writing it to just, you know, entertain you and keep you entertained, it's just like the mid-season is big conflict resolved and lots of loose ends at the same time. Also, seems like the mid-season traditionally ends with a lot of violence.
Yeah, they usually clear out characters and then bring an opportunity to bring in new ones.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We have a lot of loose ends floating around out there. But what are the potentials to make it interesting to bring in new ones? And if I'm not mistaken, at this point in time, volume 19 was just released. And that's where there's, if I'm not mistaken, that's what they're speculating, episode 9. But I think they're pretty much caught up with the graphic novel at this point in time.
Are they actually at the same spot?
I don't know. That was one of the reasons I wanted to grab the graphic novels, to find out. But from what they're talking about in one of the reviews I read, I'm getting the impression they are.
Yeah, they're going to have to write to keep ahead of it. Because they don't want to be basing the graphic novel on the television series.
But that's what I'm going to say. Are you going to see more of a convergence or a divergence when they get caught up?
Because that's kind of a tough place for them to be. They're going to have to do something to make it so that... Because the people that are really into the comic book will totally turn on it, I think, if they start basing the comic book on the series. I think that'll just hurt them.
I'm just Googling it right now to just see if I can even find it online. I'm getting a lot of data smog. I didn't use the right terms. But that being said, we know what could they bring in new? That would a military unit? Woodbury was almost like utopia.
Yeah.
Compared to everywhere else. So was Herschel's Farm, though, in a lot of ways. Now, there's speculation and rumors in some of the spoilers I read that that's where they're going to be going back.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of... It depends if the main, I guess, groups of zombies have been cleared out. Because at some point, the zombies are going to be dying just because of the lack of food.
Well, that's the other thing. People say, this is wrong with the storyline and that's wrong with the storyline. Okay, they're dead. How many summers and winters would they last? How many freeze-thaws would these things really last?
Yeah.
And then you see the ones reaching up from the bottom of the lake and all that. Like, they can't get out of the... Why can't they just walk up the... Somewhere there's got to be a shallow slope to shore.
Well, and where that little girl died... there was one that was buried in the mud and he was still alive.
Right. So, it's like, no, I don't think, given the fact that this is fiction and fantasy, no, the zombies don't die because then your storyline dies. The zombies can't die. That's a given. They have to be there forever.
So far they're on episode 117 of the Walking Dead comic book. They're on book number, issue number.
I thought it was up to volume 19.
Well, but the number of issues is 17, 117, I mean.
So there's a number of issues in each volume is what you're saying.
So there's actually 20 volumes. They're on volume, so they've done up to 19. And pretty much what they're writing right now, they're publishing right now, is volume 20. So the 115, 116, 117, those were the start of volume 20.
Ah.
So that this will go through April 2014, and then they'll start volume 21.
So they are pretty much caught up.
Yeah, so volume 19 was March to War. Volume 20 is All Out War, is the name of the series.
The other thing I was curious about, too, with this is, didn't the governor already have some military equipment procured at Woodbury?
Yeah, but he didn't go back there.
He went back there and burned it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems kind of odd that he would burn that military equipment. But it seems kind of odd that he would burn Woodbury, too.
Yeah. And they didn't really explain that. I think it was just more showing that he went crazy.
No, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Went or always was is another question.
Well, yeah. I mean, they pretty much show him as trying to have it together. But, yeah, he pretty much is crazy.
So the series returns February 9th, for those of you listening that are interested. And I'm trying to look through. Let's see. Do they still list them? They still list Herschel. I'm noticing at this cast page we got, they still list Lori and Merle and Andrea. Yeah.
Okay. They show past people. So I don't know how. I think because of...
The other one I wonder about, okay, Morgan Jones, guy who's still in Rick's hometown living alone
yeah,
with all the zombie traps and stuff. But I'm seeing here, right here, they killed off basically six of what I would say were in the first season so far. Just interesting to see what they can do with it from here in terms of keeping the storyline interesting. I mean, right now, I'm thinking before the end of the season, we know Carol's coming back, according to the writer.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's one they're going to resolve. And then the next thing is, are they going to resolve the rats this season, the radio broadcast this season? Okay. Those two, I think, are either going to have to be brought out more and resolved, or brought out right at the end of the season so you come back for the next season.
So here, okay, yeah, so exactly. That's what I was getting ready to say. I really think that what they're going to do with, like, the radio broadcast is start to unfold that right in the last maybe two episodes of this season, so that next episode opens with those, or next season opens with that storyline. I mean, to me, that seems to make sense.
And I'm interested to see who is going to fill the shoes of the doctor and the vet that they killed off out of this story, especially after a gunfight. In this situation, I enjoyed the way they just kept the timeline rolling and left a lot of backstory out of it between last season and this.
Yeah.
You can't have this combat just magically go away. If somebody was shot with a through a wound, I think they have to resolve that somehow when they come back in February. I mean, if they don't resolve it when they come back in February, maybe they only focus on a few characters that aren't as hurt. Case might be like Rick and his son. Although Rick's pretty beat up, he was walking. And the other thing was Rick got shot in the leg. Didn't he get shot in the leg by the governor?
I don't remember. He got beat up pretty bad. I think he got shot.
Remember him gimping around behind for cover?
Yeah.
He was hit or grazed then, so they kind of left that just like hanging.
That'll definitely slow him down.
But what I'm saying is they have to resolve these wounds without any medical person. They have to resolve that in the storyline when they come back right away, I think.
Yeah.
The other stuff that we're talking about, they can actually leave as they follow all these storylines. Now, you were talking about other groups and all. Another one of the spoilers is also from the writers and directors, saying that episode 10 is going to have four distinct different groups, at least.
I can see that. I mean, that
like I said, there's at least a half dozen of them out there.
So, I mean, either some groups are going to be able to meet up. You know, I'm sure that at some point someone will have met up with another group. You know, of course, the people that have split off so far. I just don't know who's going to meet up with who yet.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, it's obvious they had some type of contingency plan. Because remember, everybody knew they were going north?
Yeah.
So if they had a contingency plan, it would be safe to assume they had a rally point or several rally points. It certainly would not be beyond Rick to think of such, because what did he do in the first season? He tried to contact somebody every day from a set location at a set time.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm certain they're going to meet up and form larger groups, but I just see, the one I want to know about is, you know, who's going to put these people together after the fight?
Yeah.
The other one I want to know is, how many people survived out of the governor's group? Is it only the two? Were there any others?
Yeah, they didn't really. I mean, you just kind of assume that most of them died. Because, I mean, it seems like everyone died except for those two.
And was there anybody else left back at the campsite?
No, because it was just that girl and the lady and her daughter.
That's the impression I got.
I mean, they pretty much didn't show anyone else around whatsoever.
No, not a soul. And I'm thinking, well, she went to the prison with her dead daughter. So now there's just the two out of that whole group. Got to wonder what happens to them.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to be resolved February 9th or soon. I just think just the loose ends they left at the beginning of the season, I mean the mid-season break, they've got enough to resolve what they left and not really introduce much more, maybe expand some of the stuff they've already introduced a little bit more.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like they're going to be spending the whole second half of this season resolving all of these loose ends and tying everything up and then setting up for the beginning of next season.
More power to them. I think, I think it's well written for what it is.
Well, and that's kind of the benefit, because sometimes you run into series, like, I mean, if you remember, did you ever watch Lost?
Never got into it, no.
So, yeah, there's like Lost. You would hit points in the season where they were just kind of looking for things to do, and they would do a whole episode just on something silly and had nothing to do with the main story plot, you know, the main storyline or the plot. They would do that, and it just seemed like they were kind of doing filler while they caught up and wrote more episodes and more plot. They don't seem to have that problem with this series, so that's something I really like. They're always, as you said, moving forward with the story and getting, you know, there's always something next.
And that's important with these kind of shows. It's not like Scrubs or Moonlighting where they can do a Shakespearean episode because it's a comedy and still just, you know, that comes off fresh. I mean,
yeah,
actually, that it would be kind of comical if The Walking Dead did do like a musical episode, though.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
Oh, come on.
I like, you know, like with this is kind of a serious
Daryl singing opera. Show. Come on.
I like to see it stay that way.
I liked some of the twists they put on with Moonlighting. I don't know if you ever saw that series.
I was a little young then. Yeah,
but I mean, you know, it's just like they did musical versions, Shakespearean. They did one version where every line was an iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, and I guess Scrubs, I'm not into Scrubs, but I guess Scrubs does similar stuff. But like I said, they're comedies. They can get away with it.
Yeah.
Like you said, I was being sarcastic when I said, you know, a musical version of The Walking Dead. But, you know, it's just stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they realized that a lot of their viewers are too hardcore, whether they came from the comic book series or they follow even the games. I think that they would risk losing, you know, the respect and the attention of too many people.
The other question I'm going to have, are they ever going to have the nerve to kill off Daryl?
Have the what?
The nerve to kill off Daryl.
Oh, that was something I was just thinking I was going to ask you. You know, what? Because he has such a fan base. I mean, that would be a shocker. But I think that enough people would be so mad at the series.
They're not going to do
probably
it.
Probably lose viewership.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to do it.
I think it would come back to bite them.
They'd be better off killing off Rick or Carl. And both of which I don't think they can right now.
I would rather see him like kill off Carl personally. So, you know, sorry to the kid, but
I mean, you know, those three characters, I still think they can. I don't think they can eliminate those three characters. Oh, and the other thing is what actually happened to Rick's daughter. You know, now my one buddy, I told you he watched all eight. I told you my one buddy, he caught up and he watched all eight episodes. And he says, oh, no, she's dead. I'm like, no.
Showed blood in there. They didn't show where she went.
Well, and apparently the baby died in the comic book series. So maybe this particular friend of mine is a graphics novel buff. He might also be, you know, basing it on what he read in the series, making his opinion. It's just like, I think we're going to see Rick's daughter again. Just think somehow.
I don't know.
We need to have closure on it.
Maybe they just were being tasteful and they didn't want to show a little zombie baby, like, walking around. So zombies can walk, right? So here's kind of a side thing. Zombies can walk with minimal brain power. Would the baby all of a sudden be able to walk?
I was just going to go there. I was like, wait, was the baby walking already? Can, you know?
Because, I mean, would it be the crawling dead at that point? Is that too far?
Would we not want to call it a bite or just call it a nibbler? A gummer? I mean, would the zombie baby be able to do any damage if it didn't get its teeth yet?
Yeah, so anyways,
Just suckle the flesh right off you?
No. That's where I think that she may be gone. You know, maybe just be something that you used to always assume that something ate her.
I don't know.
But they may save it for later.
I was going to say that I think they have to like finalize it though, or maybe they won't.
Unless
maybe they'll just
her,
leave
how
it.
Do they finalize it?
Well, that's going to have to reunite, or maybe they won't. Maybe it's just something like you said. You know, there's certain parts of the backstory that they just don't fill in. They let you fill in on your own.
Yeah.
I don't know. Contact information one more time. Roll out of here. We should be able to get a half hour out of this.
we've gone on. But it's been an hour, but yeah, first 15 minutes was my rant. So,
oh, well, if you wanna... we were going a good 30 on other before we got there, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, where would they find you, Brian?
Yeah, if you want to find me, go ahead and go to firstbiteoftech.com. It's biteoftech.com. You can find my contact information on there through the contact form, past articles I've written, or if you want to go to Google+, if you type in your browser, google.com/+Brian Aldridge. That's Brian Aldridge. Then you can find me on there too.
And I'm Lumpy on Twitter, lumpy@indienation.fm. Hey, if you're interested in getting involved in Indie Nation, hit us up at programming@indienation.fm. I can tell you it's going to be a pretty crazy new year. We got some big, big, big things we want to work out here at Indie Nation and get things really rolling good. On that note, we're going to go with some more zombie-themed music. How's that sound, Brian?
Sounds good.
Two from the Volume Brothers. You can find them at reverbnation.com/Volume Brothers. The two tracks I'm going to play are Zombie, Werewolf, Alien, Vampire, Monsters, and There Are Zombies on My Lawn Again. Hey, we're out of here. We'll catch you in the future for another Walking Dead segment on TechNet News and Opinion. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Monday nights, except for the second Monday of the night traditionally, but we may be changing that up soon, too. However, we will just, talk at them next week, Brian?
Yep, sound good. See you then.
Zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you. I went for a walk in the graveyard just last night. I saw something that it gave me one hell of a fright. All the freaks and ghosts and ghouls from miles and miles around had gathered there, they're on the way to come and hunt you down. Cause zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you. They're coming for your family, they're coming for your friends. You can run and hide, but they will get you in the end. They'll get you tomorrow if they don't get you today. You better look out, cause they're here and are coming your way.
Hey!
Zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you. You know it's gonna happen, but you just don't know when. But before the night is over, you'll turn into one of them. Everything's gone wrong. You're a sole survivor, but you know it won't be long. Zombie, werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie, werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie, werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you.
Coming to get you.
Zombie, werewolf, alien, vampire, monsters are coming to get you. Coming to get you. Coming to get you. Coming to get you.
To water the flowers, I was just about to mow the lawn. Then I saw them shuffling about, moving slowly, looking all forlorn. Now how am I gonna feed the tomatoes? I can't even get to the shed. I need to go out and do some weeding, but my garden is teeming with the living dead. Is there a zombie on my lawn again? I remember the last time this happened. It was not convenient at all. The army said that they'd come, but they never. And I had to take care of them all. It was a very, very messy business that ruined the perfectly good set of clothes. Got blood stains all over the carpet.
0 grams trans fat, 0 calories, all good, all of the time. Indie Nation.